Gracias.
Thank you, President. Ecuador would like to thank ECLAC for the preparation of this report, and we'd like to thank Ms. Luis Maria de la Mora and Ambassador Sanchez Fung for their presentations this morning. We would like to align ourselves with the statement that was delivered a few moments ago by Guatemala on behalf of GRULAC. The report on the Economic Survey of Latin America and the Caribbean 2024 offers us data and relevant elements for analysis, but it is not very encouraging. The region remains in a low growth trap with too few opportunities for expansion for reducing inequalities and low quality employment. Although for 2024, overall growth of 3.2% was forecast, the annual average growth of our region between 2015 and 2024 was of only 0.2%, which is even lower than during the crisis of the 1980s. Among the causes of stagnation is the fact that the middle-income countries that the World Bank report mentions includes high interest rates, which makes it costlier to get financing, and there's also growing uncertainty. Moreover, the impacts of climate change are having an impact on productivity in key sectors such as agriculture and tourism. ECLAC warns that phenomena such as long droughts and changes in rainfall patterns are having an impact on productivity and are jeopardizing food security for our countries. Agriculture was the sector that lost the most jobs in the first quarter of 2024 compared with manufacturing and services. Moreover, informality continues to be a structural problem. A significant part of our population is in vulnerable situations with low wages and no access to social security. In certain sectors, such as agriculture, you've got more than 50% of informality, and this affects primarily women and young persons. Latin America and the Caribbean face major challenges, but they do also have opportunities to generate more sustainable and inclusive growth. Many observers at the international level agree on this. But the challenge continues to be, how can we adopt macro strategies and public policies and specific programs that would implement reforms and catapult us towards sustainable development? ECLAC suggests coordinated policies involving the public and private sectors, which could reverse the trend. For instance, we could increase investment in strategic sectors and promote more effective tax policies, which would broaden the space for public investment without compromising financial stability. It would also allow for productive diversification, which would reduce the dependence of vulnerable sectors and shore up areas and sectors with a greater added value. In order to formalize employments and promote incentives for creating jobs, we also need to try and improve job conditions and ensure better prosperity for all. Seeking sustainable development requires strategies, public policies, and programs that are long-term in nature. We agree UNCTAD and ECLAC's role in identifying the regional context and how it compares to the global context. It also helps to pinpoint the specificities of the region and the opportunities for concerted action. Thank you.